So, I say we just jump right into it, since we did leave off on a very joyful day, I guess. We got a encounter finished, and we also managed to perform the ritual to untie the Star Slaves with not having it go wrong on us. So I hope everyone's ready for the next portion of the campaign, because the next portion is actually gonna be pretty fast if things go right. There are some encounters in there that are gonna might cause you a few issues, but it's actually a very fast chapter in the book, which would put us just a little bit over halfway through book six and halfway to the grand finale of everything. So I hope everyone's ready on that.
York is just like, well, that was frustrating.
The cool part about about finishing this ritual is that this is it's like a very, it has like a very deep connection to each city that a Star Slave is found. And so there's like a large portion of like the weird feelings you get while you're in the city is usually because of these Star Slaves. They've been here for like years upon years. And so Hastur's influence has pretty much taken over the city because of the Star Slave, which is why Yah felt that weird dread of like nihilism whenever Yah first entered the Nurizvan Nexus. And so when Yah entered this one, Yah had like a weakness for charm effects, basically, that I don't think ever had to come up, which that's surprising. But once you like deconnected basically the Star Slave, there was that backlash, and everyone did end up taking a bit of a mental damage. It wasn't too much, at least I don't recall it being too much damage. But it's also described in the book that as this like energy enters the ritual casters, everyone kind of feels it as well. Yeah, like 100 York and the musician, they're not gonna take the damage. But they do feel a wave of energy just pulse out of this Star Slave. And actually, like, the host, like the ground around the vineyard actually turns to a different color. It actually dries up, and the vines and any vegetation that is there just quickly withers away. And I don't think it takes like someone who's knowledgeable in plants or anything like that to know that this land has been completely just... what's the word for it? You're no longer gonna be able to grow anything on this land anymore. Y'all basically salted the land by performing this ritual. But the Star Slave is deactivated, so that's one good thing. But yeah, was there anything else y'all wanted to take care of in the city?
Is there anything to do in the city? what exists?
I don't know. I actually don't know what else y'all would want to do in the city, but. If y'all have nothing else, would... So,
I mean, York will just kind of pipe up, hey, the next place we're going has a bunch of fucking weird things in it. Should we make sure to have some human food with us? I don't know if those things could eat the same stuff as us.
Wait, what food?
Like, the place we're going, those elder things, I don't know if they eat food that's compatible with us.
Wait, can no one here create food anymore? Create food and water?
I have that spell.
I was like, we'll be okay. Plus, how much is, like, a pack of rations?
It's like a silver.
What the musician does say, because he is just a bit familiar with the location, is that it's a weird place. So, y'all mentioned that y'all have to head to Bolvarai. He does mention that he hasn't visited that place in a long time. When it first appeared, he journeyed into it just to see what kind of place it was. And ever since, he hasn't really returned. Because it's not a great place to visit. He did admit, which is why he knows that elder things are the race that basically run that city. But he did mention that it does have a weird literal atmosphere around it. It's located, you know, in a normal level on this world, but it still contains an atmosphere as though it was on the highest point of a mountain. So it is below freezing cold, very little oxygen, and it becomes a harsh terrain. So he mentions that you would need to prepare for the extreme cold and extreme altitude.
Okay, got that.
How are the residents as far as visitors go?
I got a spell for that. You should just see Raj taking notes. Okay. Food, water, life bubble.
I guess you could do life bubble, right? That's
true. Yeah, life bubble protects against vacuum and weather extremes.
It's people. So...
Yeah, those, I think they're called elder things?
Well, he mentioned he never interacted with any of them, like, one-on-one. He kept his distance, only because he doesn't necessarily know how they would have reacted seeing him. And also, that's because that's the safest option. But he does mention that they, for sure, they are extremely intelligent creatures. He never once heard them speak, but the easily communicated with each other. He said, like, the best way to compare the way they kind of lived were, like, almost like ants or, like, bees. But other than that, he never actually interacted with any of them. And, so he doesn't really, he can't really go into, like, huge detail on anything else. Any other questions?
I'm going to go ahead and do a Dungeoneering to know, what we should know, if anything, about fighting these things.
Okay, okay. Anyone else like to do a... Is it Dungeoneering? It might be a Dungeoneering. I forget.
I mean, I figure it's Dungeoneering. They're aberrations.
That's just rude.
No, it's not. York's Dungeoneering was a 25, so...
Yeah, there are aberrations, so... What about you, Ratcher? You like to do a knowledge check.
Sure.
Since you have
that read... a 30 knowledge Dungeoneering plus 2 for Elder Mythos for a total of 32. Unless the book gives a promo... Or bonus as well.
Yeah, it does give a bonus, but I forgot how much. I can't remember if it's a 2 or 4. I'll meet you in the middle and do 3.
Okay, that makes it a 35.
So, okay, so you would know quite a bit. Any specifics?
Best ways for combating them is what York is going for. Just kind of, if we have to combat them, we should use X.
I would prefer to know special abilities personally. So you want to know weaknesses and resistance. I want to know special abilities.
I'll give you a little bit of both. You rolled high enough for that.
I figure York's knowledge on these things is more of how to combat them anyway.
I'm more concerned about them going like, oh yeah, they have a gaze attack. Hey, you remember the Basilisk Room from like books ago?
Yeah.
That was an excellent TV game.
Well, we didn't even see it coming.
Oh.
We just like... Everyone failed it simultaneously. I rolled so low.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah. We can't have a repeat of that because there's no one to come save us. We don't have a Jesse to come save us no more.
Yeah.
So, other things. They don't have a weakness or vulnerability that you are aware of. They don't. You do know that they do have some resistance and immunities. They're immune to any kind of cold damage. And they also resist any kind of fire damage. So, makes your weird kamikaze bomb thing a little bit less harmful to them.
Did you say resist or immune to fire?
Resist.
I mean, resisting is more than enough to stop it.
Let's see. Any other things? They have no special abilities or anything like that. They're just mostly brute force and a little bit of magic. They don't have an absurd access to magic, but... They do have a little bit of magic within them, but they don't need to breathe. They communicate telepathically. They have a lot of mental magics, I guess. So if you are not strong-willed, you will be you'll probably be a target.
Okay, can I go ahead and start setting up my spells for the next day?
Yeah, for sure.
Since we're getting this info? Okay.
York is just like, I don't remember anything in particular they're actually weak to. Because, like... They are just as stabbable as you and me. So, you know, if it does come down to it, I'll actually get to show off that light sword thing that I started up at the beginning of the plants this time. Still a little salty about that.
That's the only good thing, is that they don't have any kind of special defensive. Unless you're a magic user, the only thing you have to worry about is making sure that your fire damage does massive amount of damage to get over the resistance, and also not to deal any cold damage, because they are completely immune to that. Now, these are going to be different from ones that you would maybe naturally encounter. These are more civilized, they're from a society, I guess, so they can have other tricks up their sleeves.
what York will end with is, now, these guys actually are kind of a civilization, so there might be a chance for talking to them. Personally, I don't want to risk it. Those mouths, man. Those mouths.
You do know that they can hibernate for centuries. That's a fun fact about them. I don't think there's a limit.
If we're lucky, most of them will be asleep.
They're easy to awaken when they're in hibernation, but they can stay in hibernation for... They just programmed themselves. Like, I want to sleep for 10 years, and then right on the dot, they will wake up in 10 years. So, or unless something comes in and disturbs them.
I'm jealous. It takes me like 5 alarms to make sure to get me up.
But I guess in the books, they say that they mostly only do that whenever they have to travel out in space, basically. They just kind of propel themselves in the direction they want to go. And then once they settled in to that direction, they enter hibernation. And they just programmed themselves like, oh, it's going to take me 20 years to get there. Well, then that's my timer. And so that's what tends to happen.
At some point, York's just going to be like, oh, yeah, and I think they can fly, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they can. Yes.
So, you know.
Cold and fire, right? I don't think that we're going to be fighting these guys, but, like...
Yeah, ideally, I say that we keep to stealth for this. Just sneak in, deactivate their rock, and leave.
I'm changing up my dream secrets currently, so I'm like, maybe.
The musician does state that he doesn't know where the Star Stelly is in the city. He says, I know that these structures tend to play an important part in the Nexus they're located in. So the few Nexuses I have traveled, I have gone in search for them to know which ones are more tightly connected to Haster. Typically, the first few cities that were consumed by Carcosa are ones where you can find the Star Stelae. And he mentions that, you know, this city, well, not the first one or anything like that. It was one of the few first ones to be consumed by Carcosa. My city, where I come from, Paris, that was also one that was taken early on when Carcosa awoke.
So why is this one in a vineyard? Is this vineyard really that important to this place?
I never understand why they're at where they're at. They just appear in the city. Sometimes the center of the city or a place that holds a lot of negative energy. And I would say this. Once you deconnected this, the earth itself dries up. And I would say it spits up what it's been holding. And you see that this whole vineyard from where the first row of like its grapes, always the last one, it spits out just bodies. They're already dead. They're already right away. All you see is just bones. And you see from different varieties, men, women, children, elders, and if you want to take the time, probably different races. This whole place is just filled with just negative energy. And I don't think I've ever identified the tree creature, but I did mention this creature before earlier I mentioned that when y'all were at Lord Averick's mansion, y'all were in the wine room and y'all found a wine that reeked. And I mentioned that that wine is made from a fruit of a tree that eats corpses. And its fruit used to feed, or can be a replacement for blood for undead. And basically, this is the tree that Averick was using for himself. Which is why all these bodies are found here. He, throughout this whole time the city has been here, he's been feeding this tree just bodies for so he can have his fruits. He wasn't that good of a guy. Good thing y'all killed him.
York just looking at this massive field of bodies, just kind of, you know, beheading's too good for that guy.
Don't worry, he was like worshipping the great old ones. I don't think he's gonna be having a peaceful afterlife.
See, York's not currently worried about the man's afterlife.
And any other questions you have for the musician? If not, y'all want to spend one day? Because I know y'all didn't use up a lot of stuff, but did y'all want to at least use one day to recover everything I did use up?
That would probably be good. At least health, at least the recovering of health will be really good for some of us.
Who took the most damage? So it just looked like Ratchet 100 are the ones who are a little bit beat up.
Extremely beat up.
York would not look beat up either way because of that ring.
Well, like, Ratch weirdly took almost a frontline approach to this fight.
To be fair, they came to us.
I mean, yeah, that is true.
York exactly will just kind of look at Ratch. Choose where I was on the what line I was on.
Yeah, York will actually just kind of look at Ratch and just go, "You look kind of rough, buddy."
I've had worse, I think. Although, if I remember correctly, I did... Hold on. But my current health has me at unconscious, actually.
God damn it.
But I assume y'all figured that out last session.
Yeah, York will use Breath of Life, utilizing his curative mastery. Get 36 hit points back. He's about halfway down.
I do have plenty of spells for... Since you said we can prepare spells, I do have plenty of spells for making sure that we're at full health. Before the,
I mean, we also do still have a pretty good stock of wands.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to just use some of the wands, but you can use it. Does anybody else need any other type of healing that isn't related to HP?
Well, if the musician's got regular restoration, that would be a different source of restoration to get rid of one of those negative levels.
Sadly, no restoration on the musician's part.
Ah, well. It was worth an ask.
I can give you glitter dust if you want to look shiny and sparkly. That's the best I can do.
Considering we're about to be doing a lot of stealth.
Well, hey, if you do glitter dust while the enemy's there, there's a chance you can blind them. Of course, I don't know how good that would be. Okay. If that is it, then. We will say that we all heal up to our max. Yeah, and I can get back anything, any spell slots, charisma, whatever monks get, I forgot, and Fatima's pool points.
York gets back his uses of curative mastery and his warrior spirit.
And back my key points?
How many key points did you use? You didn't even use up any key points last.
That's I used three, that was it.
You used three? I liked it better when you were, like, at zero.
You did like that, didn't you?
I did. Well, because you don't... you don't get a lot of your benefits when you have no... So, that would have been awesome. I've never seen a fully depowered 100, and I think that's going to be my goal for this session, is to get you to use up all your key points to the point where you become just, like, super depowered.
I think you did get to see a underpowered 100 before. You put, like, 4 or 5 negative levels on you.
that's different. You can still do all your weird, wacky stuff, like flying around and kicking people in the face.
It's not quite as different as you think, David. Those negative energy levels were kind of capping hundreds damage.
Yeah, I mean, but he already deals so much damage though, so they're not capping it that much.
Surprised?
You last session didn't 100 deal like 240 points of damage or something like that?
What is the least important 5th level spell? Break enchantment or true seeing?
Break enchantment, because can't you just do that with dispel?
I don't know dispel magic.
But Kathy and the musician does. I think.
Or actually, I could just pick up dispel magic because clerics get dispel magic too, right?
I thought that was arcane. I believe so. That was a arcane class spell.
Give me a minute.
Yes, it's a 3rd level spell.
Ooh, nice. Okay. I see. There's very few things that require you to use break enchantment that cannot also be undone by dispel.
Yeah, but break enchantment can break curses and transmutations. Specifically, break enchantment breaks enchantment, transmutations, and curses. And notably, can reverse an instantaneous effect. So in theory, it can break, say, flesh to stone, whereas dispel magic can't do that.
Well, if all you're going to be... I'm not saying that you are, but if the only thing you're going to be fighting are elder things, they tend to use a lot of mental magic, in a sense, because they don't speak. They have no mouth, so they do not speak.
Break enchantment can stop charm effects and such.
But then you lead to can can Dispel also do that? Unless you really want to risk, because I think it, I would think True Sight is a lot more beneficial because it does let you see through magical means of illusions and invisibility, which the invisibility is like can be very dangerous.
Sorry, I'm using my dream secrets to change up what spells it's granting, so I'm dropping Lightning Bolt and Emergency Force Sphere. Because when was the last time we used Emergency Force Sphere well?
You're like, used? No, well.
Oh, okay, yeah, you did say well. Because you did use it against the combat with the ghost lady.
Wait, did I seriously use it like that recently?
Yeah, didn't you use it to put like 100 in a sphere?
Oh, shit, that's right.
I think it was you and 100. And it because you placed
a sphere. Yeah, but that's because I didn't have like damaging spells. I'm picking up some different damaging spells.
You can hold the book. You can cast Lightning Bolt with it.
Ah, yes. Drop Lightning Bolt. Pick up Book of Infinite Spells.
Mm-hmm. That has Lightning Bolt as long as you don't accidentally turn the page.
And then it has a chance to turn the page on its own when used, mm-hmm. right?
But the good thing is it might turn back into Lightning Bolt. Or maybe like Chain Lightning.
Who's currently holding the book?
Fatima.
And like, so wait. Does the book have less chance of turning if it's on your spell list, or do you actually have to know the spell?
If you have the ability to cast the spell, so if it's in your spell list, you can use it, because it acts like a kind of like a scroll, in a way.
Holy shit. I have two spell lists, y'all. But I think we have it on Fatima because she has less spells in general.
I know she took it, I think, because... I think that's the reason you gave John, too. But yeah, not that it won't change. Yeah, it has, I think, a 10% chance that it will change. I think it increases to 25 if it's not in your spell list or if you are unable to cast magic.
You're going to want to prepare to spell magic on the third level. All right, what level 4 wizard spell have we been really missing? Yeah, that's a slot I have open for the stuff. I'm taking a damaging spell that doesn't allow spell resistance and doesn't require an attack roll for the other one, because that sounds useful. Wait, what? Oh, most of these don't allow spell resistance. How did I find the only acid spell that allows spell resistance? What the? Okay, hold on.
What about Acid Pit?
I don't want to cast Acid Pit. It doesn't work on flying enemies.
Okay, that is okay. That, you know what? That is true. I apologize.
Yeah, well, we are at a level where I don't think that pit spells are worth it.
Hey, I don't know about that.
Too many flying spells.
In the Glass Cannon podcast, book 5 and 6 is nothing but pits.
Because they knew they were going to be fighting giants. Most giants do not fly. Can storm giants fly?
I don't know. I don't think so, but they do ride flying beasts.
But yeah, when you know you're going to face things that can't fly, sure. But one of the biggest problems we've had in this campaign have been polyps, which do fly.
Okay. Well,
I'm not trying to sound combative. It's just like, I love pit spells. I would love to be casting even just a regular create pit. But I just don't think they're good matchup here.
But imagine this, okay? We're in the final combat where Laos has maybe taken the upper hand. And then, out of nowhere, acid pit.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do to Laos in and out of nowhere, quote unquote. I'm going to be casting Baleful Polymorph on that bitch until it sticks. That this is not a commitment. There might be something better that I might want to do, but I think it'd be funny.
Well,
have you considered throwing York or 100 at things?
If you want me to take that, I will take it as a level 4.
I was going to go with your...
I'm going to leave that up to Justin, because Justin's the most likely to be thrown.
I'm very confused with what you said. Let me raise your
voice. There's a spell that will let Viv throw one of us at the enemy.
Ah, that would be pretty good.
Yeah, it's called Telekinetic Charge. it is actually a 4th level spell, so it's exactly the thing. And it basically lets me make you charge within the spell's range. Which, since I'm casting this as a cleric, the range is 55 plus 25, 80 feet within, oh no, that's per 2 levels, within 50 feet of me. Anywhere, so you could be at 50 feet on one side of me, and the enemy could be on 50 feet on the other side of me. And this is basically lets me make you charge regardless of what's in the way.
Is it like an immediate action? Like, as soon as you cast a spell, they must charge?
Yeah, I move them, and then they get an immediate action attack at the end. This was used on Lengthy, actually, in episode 100, to have her have a suicide run against that boss. Nearly got him, too!
She then got disassembled at an atomic level, and immediately brought back to life.
She got brought back to life, like, twice in that fight, I think. Yeah, and I think, honestly, stupid. If I had used Healing Mastery while the positive energy elements were still up, I could have actually made it. But it felt more correct to keep fighting. Yeah.
Well, I would have gone more with, like, you know, Wall of Blindness and Deafness, maybe, or, you know.
I already have the best wall spell in the game at my disposal as an at-will spell.
Oh, Phantasmal Killer? How do you not have Phantasmal Killer in that spell?
Phantasmal Killer's not a wall.
No, but Phantasmal Killer, how do you not have that one? In general.
How often has it ever actually worked?
David, you know what the biggest problem was when I was playing a psychic?
Plus it's a mind-affecting spell.
Understandable. But to counter Don's argument, I have successfully done it twice. Sure, it was on John, but I've done it twice on John.
Okay, but no, the thing is, most of these guys are immune to mind affecting.
And then, okay, that's true. These aren't, at least you know that, because I would have mentioned that as a defensive ability.
Yeah, but there's enough things where it's just like, I shouldn't.
Okay, you know? Understandable. Totally understandable.
Nope, that has spell resistance.
Oh, that's a 7th level spell.
So I guess we're also not doing Charm Monster then.
No, I'm looking for damaging spells. I'll find something eventually.
Okay. So,
I mean, there's Ice Storm.
No, Volcano Storm. Pyrotechnic Eruption. That sounds fun.
Or, riddle me this.
Okay.
We both, York and Hundred, get Enlarged Person.
So I'm currently looking at 5th level specifically right now, by the way.
Oh, you're looking at 5th level? Never mind.
Oh, 5th level? I thought you were doing 4.
Yeah, I thought it was 4.
No, 4, I'm committing to telekinetic charge y'all.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we'll become easier to
hit. It's a material component.
I mean, you're still in the city, you can set money aside for that.
Yeah, how many acid vials would we want for this? A lot of spell resistance, but like, screw it.
Wait, quick question. You have Acid Splash. Can you not use Acid Splash to create acid vials?
I don't think the acid sticks around. And also, is that expensive acid? Because the vials of acid need to be worth 10 gold each.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
And like, in theory, I could... Wait, hold on. Let me check a thing. Okay, damn, stew material is only 1 gold or less. I thought I broke it.
There's not a lot of damaging spells for 5.
Yeah, that's why it's like, maybe I do just take
there is, the, however, permanency.
I mean, I could temporarily take permanency for us, but what am I... Let me just check some stuff here.
You can give Hundred his magical fangs he wanted.
That's a very high-level spell.
How much would that cost us?
Ratch is a very high-level person.
No, this isn't on the list. See, the thing is, permanency has a specific list.
Yeah, it has its own list, yeah.
It's Arcane Sight, Comprehend Languages, Dark Vision, Detect Magic, Read Magic, See Invisibility, Tongues. And then also, Enlarged Person, Magic Fang, Greater Magic Fang, which I don't think Greater Magic Fang is on my list. I'd have to check. Reduced Person Resistance, Telepathic Bond.
Ooh, but Magic Fang, that's when you want it.
Is what I wanted. It was very plausible when we had Jesse.
I mean, you would have to use 2. You could do it, but I guess it just depends on the cost you want to endure, because you could use Limited Wish to do Magical Fang, couldn't you? Greater Magical Fang?
I'm not going to use my wish for that.
Oh, I have Limited Wish.
Yeah, Limited Wish.
Oh, Limited
Wish. And then you can use Permanency to actually make it permanent, because you fall under the... We are above level 11, so.
Also, it starts to get expensive, doesn't it?
Getting
a Greater Magic Fang permanent on you would cost us 7,500 gold in materials. specifically diamond dust, which is what the same material that I have just been using to remove negative levels and ability train. We do have that much diamond dust, but is it worth it?
Technically, but
you're giving up a resurrection, basically.
No, that requires full diamonds. We're giving up removing 7.5 negative levels.
I didn't think it was gonna be that expensive.
It's very strong.
I mean, yeah, I would put it on my spell list temporarily. Through some, wait, how do I get greater magic fang?
It would essentially be a +5 weapon.
Well, yeah,
I have no way to cast this though.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can only put wizard spells off my spell list on the cleric stuff. You could, in theory, search for a very specific magic item to get it on your spell list, but like.
Okay. I'm sorry, Justin. I'm sorry to get your hopes high.
You know what? I'm just gonna take acidic spray for now, and we're gonna cast it via blood money.
Oh, don't worry, David. I expect it as much as a very high level spell.
I was gonna say an iron horror looks entertaining, but the new spells that I prepared
for the cleric on the spell list, and we can move on. I'm sorry that we took all that time to figure out what my spell list was.
Well, I mean, it's all good.
We keep running into things that
I'm trying not to touch mind affecting in this specific instance for the most part, because it doesn't work so well in this campaign.
I apologize for taking away a certain type of spell class.
I mean, there's so much more, and like when there are characters who aren't immune to it, like it works great, but like, and like I still have Ill Omen prepared, and that's a mind affecting spell. That's just because Ill Omen is that good. Ill Omen is a spell that I am literally wearing a ring whose main effect is putting Ill Omen on my spell list despite it not being available to sorcerers or clerics.
Okay, let's go ahead and then move on then. Let's see. Actually, I can go ahead and have the musician. Let me just double check. I'm pretty sure it is on his spell list. I think he can use teleportation, if I'm not mistaken. Can I use teleportation?
Oh, I could prepare an action to counterspell now, y'all.
Oh,
I can't use teleportation. Oh, well. I guess we're going to have to walk there.
But yeah, I'm not familiar with the area to do that. However, I wish that that was one of Jesse's spells. You can do the bit now. We don't have Jesse in the party, so it's not nearly as annoying.
We wanna have Jesse's spells.
There we go.
Do you really want Jesse's spells? I would have preferred Jesse's ability to use bow and arrow.
Maybe.
But it doesn't quite rhyme with the whole song.
I wanna have Jesse's skill.
Okay. So we're gonna have to walk there.
Yeah, I can't summon a steed for us.
I guess Zane can technically do that. Because I have augmented summoning.
Usually you just use the dedicated, like, summon mount communal.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I don't have that. But I can probably summon 4 creatures that are mountable. Don't really like taking that out of context.
If you found some recently killed horses, I could work some stuff out.
By the way, David, is the town doing fine on our way out? Like, nothing weird is happening?
Oh, okay. So, you know what? Thank you.
Fair Don. Question.
Thank you, Don, for making me remember this. Because I did want to state that. Like, on the first night after the Pale Moon, there wasn't that much commotion. You know, everyone doing their cleanup of the streets for any poor, maybe drunk or someone who just got caught off guard and out at night at the wrong time. You know, sadly, those few people were killed, slaughtered, and
brutally murdered.
Yeah. Grisly scene. But, you know, surprisingly, because this does happen so much in this town, it wasn't a lot of it. So it's pretty surprising that there wasn't as much gore out there than you probably thought they would have been. But, you know, a few stranglers may have gotten caught here. And so the first day goes off pretty smoothly. There's not a huge commotion or anything like that. Because I also mentioned that people don't necessarily react to it. They kind of just keep living their lives, just ignoring it. They clean it up and stuff like that, but it's almost like if they're cleaning up someone's shit from their dog that they just left on the street, basically.
It's like cleaning up Bourbon Street after Mardi Gras.
Yeah. But less dirty. So, second day, though.
Less junk and more corpses.
Yeah. Second day, you see newspaper boys out there, you know, extra, extra, we, massive murder at Averick's mansion. Law enforcement are asking anyone for information about that. You see, like, posters all over the place. Yeah, people now know what's going on, and people are looking for information.
Man, thank goodness we were kicked out of that party. That could have been us.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I guess me getting drunk worked out.
Wow, that is like the most perfect alibi to have.
I know. Clearly
everyone saw y'all get kicked out.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, good. And then when y'all came back,
oh well, we're about to be heading out of town. Do you know where we could buy some horses?
How much money do y'all have?
Horses are expensive. We could just hold on. Surely I got something. Looking at notes. Alright, yeah, horses.
Out of character, we have 2,975 gold.
Say, as the person who's just going to create the food to feed people.
Lord Eldris is like, I'm sorry, I had like 5 horses, but they died yesterday.
Ah! I got this!
Yeah, people were getting pretty wild yesterday.
Hold on, how much flesh do they got? I want to make sure this isn't a bony ride. Do you mind if I take those horse corpses?
Why are you so interested in the horse corpses?
Ratch rolls up his sleeves, which are actually the sleeves of mini garments, so it actually looks like he suddenly puts on clothes. Well, you see, I'm a necromancer.
A necromancer? I thought you just were like a friendly rat that does a bit of pew pew magic.
Well, I do lots of magic. And so I dabble in a bit of everything. But yeah, I can raise the dead.
That hits a bit too close to home right now.
I can see how that could be a concern. So are we reenacting hit book Necroprancer or not?
Wait, you have the ability to bring the dead pack to life. Can you give me and my family a physical body?
No, I do need the body for any of the resurrections that I do.
Oh, well then you can't have the horse.
Ah, well, fair enough. No one said, Ratch doesn't respect other people's, dibs on corpses.
That's where you draw the line on stealing other people's corpses.
Well, yeah, it's like the respect among necromancers, and he may not be doing necromancy with it. But, like, there's two things Ratch Manby respects. People's homes and people's corpses. Well, corpses that are owned by other people. If yeah, I kill you, your corpse is fair game.
That's
I own your corpse. That's the same as looting the body.
That's a very long asterisk on there. Okay.
Listen.
There's lots of people who donate their bodies to the greater use.
That's the thing. Resurrecting an enemy's corpse is the same thing as looting a body.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't using
it. I mean,
it
really is. Like, it's even less wasteful than just looting the body.
Don't like a portion of their souls come back, though, to, like, inhabit the body?
Semantics.
Not most of the time.
only if you make an intelligent undead, which I can.
Okay. So then that means they have their body back. You know, they are technically alive again, which then means it's now their body, which then means you must break your enchantment, which then means you kill them again.
No, because if you make intelligent undead, you still have a modicum of control. So unless they've passed that will save, it's my body still.
Hey, look at me. My body. My body.
Listen, I've got a whole bunch of DBs here.
Ratch is chaotic evil, but has a code that he twists as necessary, which makes him chaotic evil.
An ever-changing code. A code that fits the situation. I got it. Let's see, actually.
Meanwhile, York, chaotic neutral, just kind of, yeah, no, that makes sense to me.
Ratch making sure to knock before every home invasion.
I gotta do this. I learned this from my best friends. Okay. So, we'll move on to the next, portion. Zay knows how to get there, and he probably knows a quick route, a safe route to get there, because he said he's been there once. Okay, so, and it's, so the way the book describes this, it's a little bit weird, because as you're walking towards it, you see, like, the whole surrounding, vista, I guess, is, like, a huge desert, you know? It's Carcosa. What you don't really expect luscious greenery all over the place. It's kind of just, like, a little dank place. But you do see, like, mountain peaks. Like, you can tell they've been, like, cut off, because they're, like, sitting way lower than a mountain peak should be sitting. But you see that it's oddly, like, in its own little weather bubble, because it's constantly snowing, but the snow isn't coming from anywhere. It's just, like, happening there. And you get to, like, a certain point, where... Zane kind of stops y'all. This is like the tough part here, because it's like he can't really communicate, and the mental link is only like for an hour, and it's gonna take like way more than an hour to get here. So it's I guess like at this point he kind of gestures Fatima to like if she can do the mind linking thing, and so she does. And so he turns to tell y'all, like, okay, we are about to cross the boundary between Carcosa and into the Nexus. At this time, if you have anything you need to ready yourself for entering this harsh environment, do so now, because you won't have time. As soon as we cross this border, the harshness of this city will immediately take effect.
All right, life bubbling York it up, just, boys.
Yeah, York just looks at Ratch and Fatima.
I'm going to need to make sure to keep a higher level spell slot available to cast this another time so it lasts while we're asleep as well. Because casting this as a cleric, it only lasts 22 hours. Oh, wait, hold on.
Not too bad.
Oh, shoot. This is actually really rough.
Ooh. Is it split between people?
Yeah, it is. I'm going to be using a lot of 6th level spell slots on this.
22 hours split amongst a lot of people. That's a...
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to use 5 more 6th level spell slots, actually.
Is there anything on Fatima's spell list? Or do I have access to Fatima's page?
I know for a fact Fatima has it on her spell list. But I'm just going to cast 6 instances of Life Bubble, so it'll last 22 across all of us.
Ooh, okay. You don't want to do just half a day?
Eh? Well, how long are we going to be here?
That is a different question.
I need it to last long enough that I can re-up it during a rest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, giving everyone 10 and 12, because it has to be divided in... Alright, it could be divided any way you wish. So yeah, I could give everyone 11 hours. Sure. Everyone gets 11 hours of life bubble.
Alright, so now we're on a timer.
Well, I just would need to cast a spell again. How long can you survive a vacuum?
Good thing it's not a vacuum, so you could survive here for a while. It's just
I thought
that
you said vacuum.
No. I apologize if I made it seem like it was a vacuum. No, it's just that oxygen level is extremely low.
And, okay, so I do still need life bubble.
Yeah, extremely low, and it's also extreme cold, because so he describes it as a piece of the mountaintop. So think of like mountains that are as high or even higher than Everest. Their tips have been removed. That sounds wrong. And transported into Carcosa, but the atmosphere that you would find at the top of a mountain, like, say, Everest or mountains higher than that, it's still there, even though it's not that high above sea level anymore.
So it's basically like just dealing with conditions in an upper atmosphere area. Would Endure Elements be cheaper overall, Viv?
I think Endure Elements will protect you for the extreme weather, but not the low oxygen.
Yeah, it is difficult to breathe here as well.
Kind of, and it kind of makes sense since these creatures don't need to breathe. And Zane is like, trust me, I learned this the hard way. I came in here not knowing that information. It made my travel very difficult. Oops. No, ignore that.
Oh, hold on, let me tap over and check what you said.
I saw that.
Oh, no, I already fixed it.
I saw that, David.
I already
You made two of us.
Just the two of us.
Ah, shit. The doppelganger plot isn't resolved yet.
I thought we killed them.
Oh, if only you knew. Oh, well, that is something York would say. Okay, so I'll go ahead and move y'all over to our new map. A new Maparino, and we are going to be at the very bottom, and I'm going to reveal it now. Okay, so, I guess everyone who does not have dark vision only has 20 feet of vision while they're in this tunnel. So as y'all walking towards the city of Bolvarai, like I mentioned, you know, Zane does stop y'all and tell y'all to prepare yourselves. Y'all do, and then as soon as you cross, like, this invisible boundary, even though you do have, Endure Elements or Life Bubble, whatever, even though you do have that up, you feel that instant change in the atmosphere. You're not affected by it, but you do feel the change happen, because it's so extreme. It's so extreme. The cool.
I mean, there would still be a. There would still. You would still feel the air pressure change. Yeah. So. No,
that's kind of what I kind of imagined too.
Yeah, like when you're in an airplane and you get into the high atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never been on a plane, so I'm gonna have to take your word on that.
It is a feeling.
How does this strange new realm affect me?
You have yet to. Well, sadly, you're the one that's gonna be under the effect almost constantly. Nothing has done that to you at the moment, but don't worry. We'll get there when we get there. Okay. Sorry. Next thing. Let's see. So the weird thing is that while this is like low temperature, there is snow, there is ice, it's not going to be difficult terrain. So you don't have to worry about, moving half your speed or anything like that, but it is still difficult to move quickly here. Basically, rules or condition wise, you're gonna be taking minuses to any acrobatics checks that you do, so you just can't be speedy here. You can move within your speed limit without any problem, but as soon as you try doing a backflips or being a weird gymnastics person, that's gonna be a little bit more difficult for you. Other than that, there's not really much. I think everyone here has a way to see in the darkness, with the exception of Fatima and Kathy, but I think they have see dark vision. I think
they have a spell for it, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna remind Fatima that she used that, and so I'll reveal a little bit more of this place.
So warn John to rework his spells based on knowledge that we are aware of?
Yes. Okay. So, basically, you're just in a tunnel currently. Weird structures, it looks like it is, but y'all tell me what y'all wish to do while y'all are walking through this beautiful dark tunnel of maybe not death, maybe of death. Any checks anybody wants to do, or?
I mean, perception and stealth.
Okay.
If anyone else does stealth alongside me, mine will likely get overridden by theirs.
Yeah, if we're going to try and move stealthily, I might as well. I'm just as stealthy as York in full armor.
Okay, so what are some of these checks we got?
So, perception-wise, York got 25.
Mm, okay, 25. Anyone beat 25?
Yeah, 100 with a 29. And then stealth-wise, York has a... Let me just read through my feet real quick.
Oh, and then Rats rolled 32 on perception.
Okay, 32. I guess anyone with above a 20, if y'all have engineering, y'all are free to...
I do.
...roll an engineering if y'all wish.
Also, my stealth comes out at a 24.
24? Okay.
Thanks to stealth synergy. And that engineering is a 37.
Finally, York can actually use this knowledge.
Okay. Okay, so perception-wise, where would y'all... Before I go into details, where would y'all like to position yourselves? Y'all free to move wherever you like. You know, I'll move Kathy and the musician in respect to wherever y'all decide to move.
Yeah, into. I imagine we want Kathy and the musician to be basically in non-combat spaces. York will keep the rear safe. 100 can take point.
Okay, so 100 leading the charge. Fatima, I guess, maybe somewhere in the middle. Where would you like to place yourself? Wretch?
See, because, like, I am the least squishy of the squishies. Mm-hmm. So it is a debate on whether or not I should be rear or front, right? Mm-hmm, traditionally, mm-hmm. I think in marching order, back in the days when you had to walk in a straight line for some unreasonable reason, you had a cleric bring up the rear, but we have York in the rear. I'll be in near front.
York is protecting from any ambush from the back.
Yeah. I think my current...
York is also surprisingly quiet.
Current positioning should be fine.
Okay. I like, nice. Okay. So go ahead and move yourselves forward. Y'all stop wherever y'all want to stop, and then I'll tell y'all a little bit of what y'all see. David is trying to get something popped up really quick.
So we can move forward?
Yeah. You can move forward as far as y'all want. And if you want me to reveal more stuff, I'll go ahead and reveal it for you, but just tell me wherever y'all want to stop, and then I'll tell you what y'all see.
Yeah, I'll move me and the non-combatants. Viv, you mind moving you and Fatima?
Okay. So, as you're walking forward, like, since you also did the engineer check, you see that this tunnel doesn't seem natural. This is not a naturally forming pass that has been made. That kind of makes sense, since you do see that there is like support pillars up against the wall leading all the way down. The ceiling level for this one, for those who need to know how tall it is 40 feet. So the pillars reach up to a 40 feet ceiling. And I will also say, I mentioned, that while the tunnel doesn't look to be naturally made, it also does not look to be handmade. Almost like something passed through here, and then somebody else came in and added the pillars for support. So, I don't know how you want to take
that. Out of character, I know what likely happened with that. Out of character, I know that it would actually be a combined engineering and engineering to know what actually dug the tunnel. But in character, York is just like, wow. The decorations are just kind of stuck onto the work of whoever actually dug the tunnel.
It's weird because the way the book mentions it, it's like, if it looks like someone just dug their hand through this place and just removed pieces, but like all together at once, not like in small chunks. Like, they clearly took a large 40 feet high piece of the cavern and just yanked it out.
Hey, Zane, you'd probably actually know more about these guys than I do. Are the Elder Things slavers by chance?
To be honest, I don't recall. I know when I first appeared here, there was a commotion happening around the city. I never got a clear understanding of what exactly was happening around. I'd noticed that a lot of these things were reacting to something, but it looked like it was coming from multiple directions. I did spot another creature that lived among them, but I only got small glimpses of them. I'm not 100% sure what it was exactly.
And now York's going to do the dungeoneering for himself to kind of put the pieces together. That's a 38.
38? Okay. So, you do... I would say that while you don't know exactly what kind of creature it was, that's a little bit difficult to tell. You do know that this was dug out by some kind of extremely large creature. There are a few creatures in Galarian that are known for burrowing, like worms. I think there's a famous purple worm, whatever, in just D&D in general. But you would think it would be a creature of that kind of caliber that would have dug these tunnels. Not, don't know exactly what creature it was, but you know it's something that's not small in any means.
Well, if we run into whatever dug this, we'll definitely know about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not as... They can't really be stealthy in any way. Let's see. So, also, in the middle, I think I can kind of see that. There's, like, this little... there's, like, this big rubble of just rocks in the middle. As y'all approach that, y'all see that it's actually a shattered statue. And it's a really large statue. While it is in pieces, you can still kind of tell what it depicted. And you see that it depicted this. I can see that.
York just, after catching on by a chunk of the head and a chunk of wing, just kind of, oh, this is one of the locals. Well, sort of. This is a statue of one of the locals.
Yeah. And the musician will mention that's like this, like, yeah, these, this thing here, this depicts the elder things, the creatures that live in this city. You see that there's no damage done to the surrounding areas, to indicate that the statue fell because of a natural occurrence, like earthquake or anything like that. You feel like something knocked it over. Just the way it shattered and the way that how nothing else around it looks to have been taking any kind of damage or has been broken or anything like that.
Meanwhile, York is holding up a chunk of mouth, the statue mouth, and just pointing at the teeth. You see these? These are why I don't want to fuck with these things.
They're interesting creatures. They look cool.
They really do.
Other than that, there's really nothing else. Oops. That really stands out to y'all. As y'all keep walking forward, y'all do see that the cave, this cavern, does split into two directions. Bad news is both directions seem to be blocked by giant mounds of rubble. There's been maybe a little. A small collapse, maybe. You're not 100% sure. But there is stone blocking y'all's way. The first one is pretty close by. Be right here. The second one is all the way on the very top.
So the tunnel we're in is essentially a tube at this point because of the fallen rock.
In a way.
Okay. Does it look like natural rockfall, or does it look like this was dumped here?
They both look like it was, like, something happened to the surrounding walls and ceiling that caused this to fall in it. So, okay. It wasn't nicely placed or anything. Whether it fell on its own, or someone caused it to fall, that's a different question. But yes, it not naturally, or not purposely put there.
We gotta figure out one of these two ways to go and how to get through it. Just gonna kind of get us to where York can be actually looking at the thing. And just kind of... Hey, Rash, you think that rock-shaping thing you do will work?
You'll need to give me some time to prepare it. But, yeah, I could... Well, does it count if it's multiple pieces of rock?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it does, because it morphs a portion of stone, which if you grab like a little small portion, it'll morph that, but nothing else.
Give me a sec. York will basically climb up to see if any airflow is coming from over the top so that we could just, you know, kind of carve a little tunnel through.
Clearly, this is why Dave had suggested that I create pits.
I am either denying or confirming that statement. How dare you try to get something out of me?
Clearly you wanted me to create pits to just have all the rubble fall into it.
Okay, let's see. Let me see.
York is basically trying to figure out, can we get through without using magic?
If you want me to use magic, I could use Mage Hand to move the rubble one piece at a time, so long as it doesn't weigh more than 5 pounds.
Okay. Wait. Before you do that, York, you said you are gonna attempt to climb or touch the stones, correct?
Also,
yes.
Fucking, we're in an area with collapsed rubble, and I just got rid of emergency force sphere. I'm kind of angry.
Give me a will save.
Oh.
Nat 1 for a 17.
Okay. Okay. You as a player, currently, don't sense anything. Nothing has happened to your character. But, okay. So, you try to climb it. It is pretty sturdy, so you can do... You can go up if you want. You will need some climb checks, though. But, it's like it covers all the way up pretty high. So, at a certain point, it will start to become almost impossible to climb. But you do feel like a breeze from the back. So there is another passage, or the passage does continue. But it's like a light breeze. So you would think that the collapse is pretty deep.
Well, after getting said information, he will head back to the groove. And just kind of, so it'll take some doing to get up there. But I think that we can bypass the collapsed part here. It is a fairly deep-going collapse, though. Mm. Like, from the very light breeze that I was feeling from it, we're talking there might be a squeeze or two along the way.
And for sure, Zane does mention that this was not here when he first arrived, so this is something that has happened pretty... would have happened recently, not when he visited.
Yeah. York's just kind of thinking, you know, there might have been some sort of revolution when you were visiting last time, Zane. Quick, everyone make fun of David.
Uh-huh. Your headphones are dead.
Okay, I'm back. Hopefully they stay on for a bit.
Welcome back.
I'm back. Okay, so those, like, little 2 minutes that I missed. What was that?
Oh, you're making fun of your
just
dead
us
headphones.
Making fun of you.
Okay. Well... that's a really deep loss for me. It kind of hits me really hard, and I don't appreciate that.
Would you rather we were plotting against you?
In a way, don't y'all always plot against me, though?
No, we plot against
not
the
really.
Book.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I take on the character so much that I feel like I am that character sometimes, you know?
But you are also our allies. We are plotting with you against you.
That's kind of true, but, you know, I left y'all had a bit more control on the NPCs and more now than I have in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
anywho, so York's just kind of like, so I can check the other one, or we can try this one. I'm putting this up to y'all. By now, y'all know that I am not the best at making decisions. Also, out of character, why is Ratch not healed up?
Oh, did I not do that? Oh, I didn't.
Everyone's not healed up. Let me fix that.
Do I have too. These on me?
Should we also check the other side? We don't have to just...
That's true. If you want to check it, just give me a quick perception check. you will have to walk yourself down there, traverse this open cavern by yourself.
I mean, thought we were already making a stealth check and perception.
I mean, that's true too. Well, I guess kind of. This is a different area. Go ahead if you want to like observe or perceive this collapsed wall here. Give me a perception check. I'll have Kathy join you.
Oh wait, hold on.
All right. Well, my stealth is shit, but I rolled a nat 20 on my perception. 43.
Nice. Okay. So, as you go to this side, it's in a way a similar situation. I will say that this collapse looks a little bit different. Maybe it's older. Maybe it's been here longer. You're not 100% sure, and you do sense a breeze of coming from the other side. It's very, very light though as well. So just like the other one, you might think it goes pretty deep. Mm-hmm. You feel like maybe this one has been here the longest, maybe.
Okay, I relay to the others that there's also a spot here that might be here longer.
We don't want to just solve this with like a limited wish of some kind. I don't even know what the limited wish would be. What if you just blow up the rubble?
I guess you could do that if you wanted.
Ratch, blowing that up might collapse more.
I didn't bring my force field today. You win this time, Rubble. Let's go back.
We finally meet our match. We must surrender this quest.
Well, Galarian had a good run.
Yeah. I think got a few 10,000 years. I don't even know how old Galarian is.
So, Hunter, do you say we can probably get through this way, too?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, cool beans, we've got options.
Sadly, beans are not the option. God, why do I
care? York's not the biggest fan of beans, anyway.
Some good, a nice can of beans over the stove? Can't beat that.
I thought I had something, but it turns out I didn't. I am never going to channel energy.
Why aren't you going to channel energy?
Because my channel energy cannot heal anything. However, it can harm both living, dead, and it hurts living beings, corporeal, non-skeletal, undead, and constructs crafted from flesh.
What kind of channeling do you have?
The void.
Are you the sentry? When you sleep, does a eviler version of Wretch maybe wake up and take over?
No, when I sleep, I dream about other spells I could be casting.
Yeah, they're gonna be like undead sheeps or something. Okay. So we got two routes. Which one sounds more intriguing?
The intriguing one.
That would be the one I am speaking of. Can you pinpoint the intriguing one?
I cannot.
I say we follow the maze rule, and therefore we follow the left wall until we hit this one up here.
Yeah, okay, so we're figuring out how to get over this one.
Who knew your mortal enemy will be a few stones?
York starts pulling out rope. Okay, so one of the easiest things I could think of is we climb it. We get up there and we climb over.
Okay.
Anyone got any other ideas?
How tall is this?
That's a good question. Let me check if the rubble has a height.
I mean, maybe we should have just taken Dimension Door. That was a fourth level spell earlier.
I mean, I have Dimension Door.
Oh, you already do?
Yeah.
It requires line of sight.
Not last time we used it.
Oh. Well,
you just have to visualize the area or by stating direction.
Yeah.
It is a vocal only spell.
And that's just so weird.
Yeah. It's like, so long as it's in range, I could teleport all six of us up there. But the catch is, if the rubble is unsafe as we think it is, you know, we might go up there and then just fall anyway. But also, I think it'd be funnier to cast telekinetic charge to put York up there with the rope and just have him haul all of us up there.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't specify how tall the rubble is, it just says that it blocks the passage. So at a certain point, I think it would reach the 40 feet.
It could just be 40 feet tall of rubble.
I mean, yeah, it could,
if it blocks a passage, I assume it blocks the whole passage. I don't think we can climb it.
That's a lot of rubble, though.
I'm also saying that that climbing it is probably the best way to be able to make a hole. Because the rubble up there will be looser.
Alright, time to make a diggy hole.
Alright, Hundred, here's your favorite part of this whole thing. We're gonna dig a hole.
Where's my pickaxe?
Silly, Justin. There's no pickaxe.
What?
You're not that kind of dwarf.
You said I wasn't.
Your backstory?
Oh.
Alright, y'all. Stand back.
York just immediately, as he's moving back, grabs the musician and just keeps going.
100 grabs Kathy.
I'm also going to stand back. So I just read an interesting thing about a spell on my spell list.
Okay.
This spell, I can change the targets of as long as I have a... as a move action.
Hmm. Okay, what spell is this?
It's called Animate Objects.
Okay.
I can animate 11 rocks at a time for a total of 11 rounds. I can move only 121 rocks, but if I can get a controlled fall here, and I can be up to 200 feet away. I like how everyone backed up super fucking far. We're all just like,
and the last time
Raj said, every time Raj gets closer, just kind of pull the musician back some more.
Hey, all I have to say is the last time Raj said back up, he exploded.
So yeah, I'm going to just start animating the rocks to come out of the wall 11 at a time until it collapses and hopefully makes an opening.
Okay. How long can you do this for?
A minute and 6 seconds, and only a total of 121 rocks. So this is up to you whether or not it works.
Okay. So I would say... Okay, so you pull 120 rocks.
Yep.
You see... Okay, so you do unstable it just a bit. Where it does kind of... collapsed a little bit more, so you made it get a little slope, so it's easier to climb if you wanted to, but you don't reveal an opening yet.
Yeah, that's good enough for a domain spell for me. All right, guys, that's all I got.
You do it for the other one?
No, I can only cast that once per day.
That's that thing you used when we were fighting that spiky bitch, isn't it?
Yeah.
That shit works good. She was super distracted by those things. It was funny.
Man, I knew that it was a long shot, but I do think it was also a funny way to do it. Also, backing the fuck up when I did that. Which is what I told them to do.
Alright, 100, let's use this slope and make an actual hole.
Do we have any tools to make the hole? Or is it just...
It's all gonna have to be by hand.
We have removing rocks. We have moving rocks.
Oh, actually, here.
I use the rocks.
Use this, and he throws a foot-long iron bar at York.
Ah, cool. Crowbar.
No. A traveler's any tool.
Ah!
Oh, wow.
I told you, I come prepared for, like, as much shit as I can.
Something that can become a
crowbar, pickaxe, hammer, whatever the fuck you want.
All right. Shovel, so do we still have to make climb checks to get up there?
Depending on how high you want to get, if you stay in the lower half, it's nice slope enough where you don't have to do any climb check. But if you want to get to the very top, then yes.
Also, this is why I need to put my stuff on the sheet, because I realize that y'all don't know that I have this on me.
I have 15 to try and climb to the highest one.
I got 31.
15? Okay. So you...
I got a 31 myself.
So you're doing good. Your part, you get probably halfway up. 100? You don't. You fall. Roll a 1d100. And give me a 10% range that you want. Oh, never mind.
Oh,
I'll let you have this
one. I didn't know that's what you meant.
I'll let you have this one. Okay, so while you are walking, you are climbing, you do kind of grab a stone that's a little bit too loose, and you fall over, and you start to feel like the rubble shake a bit. Maybe, you know, a close call for another collapse. But, York, you get halfway up.
Cool, cool. York's gonna look down and check on 100 and just kinda, you good?
PG.
I keep climbing. 37.
You get to the very top, but, there's still rubble blocking the entrance. Unless you're a small creature, you would have to squeeze your way into it.
Yes, but this is where I actually start making the tunnel.
Okay.
Because this way I don't have to worry about rubble collapsing onto me.
I will say, since you did fall, 5 points of damage, 100.
From falling?
Yeah.
I have slow fall.
You fucking suck.
You told the monk they fought.
If it helps, I no longer have the Featherfall ring.
Just a little bit, but you still have a ring of regeneration. I'd rather you'll have the ring of Featherfall. Okay. I mean, it's only one person right now, so it's gonna take hours.
Well, one of the first things York is going to do is actually set up the rope. Like, find some rubble that's sturdy enough to handle being used as a climbing anchor. Or just pin the rope to the ceiling with a spike.
Okay. As you work on that, I guess, what's the rest of the party doing? Ratch, what do you...
I give up and I go back down.
Okay. what would the rest of the party like to do as York tries to dig a tunnel?
Unfortunately, I am not so prepared as to have a deck of cards on me while they do all the work. Me and Fatima use Mage Hand to play Rock, Paper, Scissors. It doesn't work very well because Mage Hand is invisible.
Okay. Can you do, like, arm wrestling?
Hell yeah, the hottest wizard sport on this side of Galarian. Mage Hand wrestling. Mage Hand
wrestling. Sadly, not many people attend.
Once again, the hands are invisible, and they have an exact weight limit of 5 pounds. Mm-hmm.
But each hand weighs less than 5 pounds.
Okay, I give...
Wizards.
I guess Ratch these stones. I don't know why I bought them, but I bought them. A long time ago.
What are they?
Lithomancy stones.
It's a lithomancy stone. Oh.
It's fortune telling with rocks.
Yeah.
How does lithomancy... What do they do exactly?
An alternative to a harrow deck. Fortune
telling.
I guess.
I didn't realize I paid this much for this.
This is incredibly expensive. Are you sure you didn't, like, get these from those, like, people?
No, I started with these.
Wow.
And I didn't realize I paid that much for it.
Oh, shit. Actually.
So you can ask it a question?
I can actually ask you a question. Yep.
Well, go for it, then. Ask me a question.
I'm going to use these to figure out... What is it?
Oh, wow. They actually...
In the next...
Increase divination by receiving 10% more correct information.
What good am I at knowledge planes? Not as good as I would hope. Alright.
I think Kathy would be pretty good
at this. I'm going to use these stones to ask which direction we should be going.
Okay.
I don't know if that's in the next 30 minutes or within the next day.
It could be, I mean, I would say within the next 30 minutes, because as soon as you find out, you're going to head there.
I guess so. So that's a 28. That is a success.
A success?
Yeah.
Wait, the GM is supposed to roll the
check. Sorry.
It's okay, I'll let you have it.
Of course, okay. That's kind of a vague question, right? But, like, which direction will give us the best chance of success in our mission? And the stones move and things. It's like, wait, you had these? Hold on, I know how to use these.
Okay. Because it's not going to be
straightforward. York pauses at hearing that and just kind of looks down.
Don't worry about it, York.
Notably, these are once per day, and we're using it on this.
I mean, what else are we going to use them for? I've had them for so long, and I haven't used them.
Man, we're pulling out all the random items today.
I would say you get, like, a weird reading that says, the path that is not blocked.
Oh no, the fortune cookie.
Yeah, it tells you, like, the easiest path to take is the one that's not blocked.
Wait, hold on.
Just, like, so leave where you came from?
Yeah, that is an option, or it could mean these are equal paths.
Hey, what if one of these paths is an illusion?
Wouldn't I?
Well?
Or if there's, like, an illusion on one of the walls.
Oh, fucking hell! Yeah, okay.
Like, that's the thing that magic users can do, right?
Yeah, well, these rocks are clearly all real, because I magicked them. Let me check over here.
I'm pretty sure the ones I'm sitting on are real.
Hey, David. I'm gonna interact with this wall in a way.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can you just give me a wheel save, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, I got a 50.
You pass through the wall.
God damn it. As soon as you said that, Don, I'm like, oh, fuck, you're right. That's why you yep. made a fucking wheel save.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, York watches rats just enter the wall there and is just... Son of a bitch!
Also, I love rolling a nat 20 will save. Even just saying, yeah, I got a 50. What's an illusion?
Yeah, you clearly pass through it. Okay, wait, before... Okay, I have to reveal it, but... you're gonna love it. If you do not love this... then I don't think we can be friends anymore.
Yeah.
We're friends?
Yeah. Okay, so the rubble's still there for everyone else, but you see Rash just phase through the wall. As you walk through it, you see this whole portion of the cave is just filled with webbing from bottom to the top.
You said webbing?
Yeah, webbing. And you also see... Oop, oh no! Okay, sorry, I gotta do it again. Okay, and then you also see something horrible. Something that causes you pain in your heart. You see three extremely large penguins stuck to the wall. Almost like wrapped up in webbing.
Alright, well...
I love penguins.
I've got a...
Sadly, Hundred does not.
Very important set of spells to cast...
I have to do a climb check to get down, don't I?
I'll catch you.
I do not trust.
You see, as soon as you walk through, you see the penguins kind of chirp at you as they struggle in the webbing.
Freedom of movement should work on web natural webs, right?
What is that?
So it allows you to move and attack normally for the duration of the spell, even under the influence of magic that usually impedes movement. So it works on magical webs, but does it work on physical webs? I know freedom of movement doesn't help if you are already tied up.
Unless you get... Yeah, I guess you can have it prepared for grapples, in a sense. The floor is not difficult to read.
Oh, it isn't? No. I'm still going to cast it on myself because I don't trust, but, like, if it's just the walls, we should be fine. Are these penguins alive?
Yeah. You see that they're chirping. You think they're probably kept here for a future breakfast, lunch, dinner situation. They're large penguins. They're described as being large penguins.
Do you speak common?
Chirp, 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 chirp. What is everyone else doing as this is happening?
Well,
York is heading back to investigate this wall again. Because
he has clearly seen proof that the wall is fake.
All right. Oh, you guys see through this wall?
I'll give y'all some advantages on disbelieving the law.
I think this is literally a case of what is called a circumstance bonus.
You know what? Yeah, I'll give you advantage and you get a +4 on your checks.
Oh, damn, both? That's wild.
What?
I mean, I'm pretty sure 27 does it.
Once you know there's an illusion, it's pretty hard to miss the illusion. Yeah, anything above a 20. Oh, Justin is in trouble. Oh, wait, you didn't?
No, I hit 20.
Okay, no, +4. I still lie. Yeah. Okay. I think...
Well, that too.
Everyone just easily passes through the wall.
I look over at 100. Hey, you speak penguin, right?
No.
York is looking at these things and is just, the fuck are those?
But for some reason I thought...
Can I hear what the penguins are saying, though?
I thought monks had had tongues.
Yeah, we do have tongues, but I don't speak
it. You can't actually commune with animals, though.
Oh, so they aren't, like, sapient penguins.
No, I just chose this artwork because I think the artwork is adorable.
Okay. Well, why do I care? Food is food.
Well, I meant, like, you as Viv.
No.
I would have thought you would have liked the artwork for the penguins. I don't know what game this is from, but it looks adorable.
It does look adorable.
Look at that, they're using those swordfishes as arrows.
Yeah. Meanwhile, York sees the penguins and is just, the fuck are those?
I believe they are some form of cold-weathered bird.
It says I can understand and speak with any living creature. It doesn't have to be...
that's a fair point, so long as the creature speaks a language. But if it doesn't speak a language, I don't think you can make an argument that it works.
I think someone already caught dibs birds. On them.
And they are protected. Well, I get... Oh, shoot, is this a home invasion?
You didn't knock.
There was no door. Hold on. I can fix this. I knock on the pillar that's right here.
I mean, York just kind of looks at the webbing and just kind of... Well, I mean, you could knock by doing this. Flick some piece of web.
Yes. Call the big spider monster that probably laid these webbing.
But my question is, are these birds edible?
It's kind of hard to say because you don't really see your typical... When you go to a buffet or to a fancy restaurant, you don't really see penguin on the menu. Doesn't mean they're not edible, but, you know, not really a question you're really expecting to answer.
Out of character, the only reason that penguin is not eaten more often is it's hard to get a hold of.
And they're adorable. Why would you want to?
Have you heard a penguin?
Yeah, they have very beautiful voices, according to Happy Feet, and amazing dance moves.
Have you heard a penguin in real life?
No, I apologize, I have not.
They sound like a dying donkey.
Yeah, but these probably don't sound like that. Look at that. Are you really going to kill these adorable little things? Look at that.
David, you're talking to a man who has eaten rabbit.
I consider rabbits as also pests because those things can get all over the places.
Okay, but if penguin were running amok in Texas somehow and were like an invasive species, you'd eat penguin too. Like they're bird. They're just bird.
I'm joking though. They are just bird.
I mean, they're birds. If you want to eat them, you can eat them, but
I think that we shouldn't eat the penguins, not because of any, like, oh, they're too cute thing, but because I did already prepare a spell to make food for us, and I think whatever's here will be more likely to let us pass back through if it's well fed.
Yeah, but if we're gonna be in its territory, we might be when it's well fed.
Oh, if it attacks, then all bets are off. I'll just murder it.
And then I'll come back and eat its penguins.
Wait. Did God just talk to us?
I guess I'm going to ask this question. I didn't think I was going to ask this question. Are we going to leave the penguins alone and not eat them and move forward?
I mean, Rush actually made a pretty good argument, so yeah.
We can come back and get them later.
That's also a pretty good argument.
Well, if we choose to go forward, the tunnel just leads straight up.
Alright, I guess we assume marching order then.
Mm-hmm. Where do you head to?
Okay, everyone stop. Everyone stop. Right about here, I guess. Okay, 100, you can come back a little bit.
Okay, so let's go back to...
Actually, I have to move you... Maybe... You know what? Maybe right, so one more block.
Right. 100 was the person who was in front, so I'm going to rearrange to what our marching order was. No, not you. There we go. Cool.
As y'all are walking forward, you start to hear the penguins going crazy. Chirp, 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 chirp. Almost like they're trying to get your attention.
York just kind of looks back at them.
I mean, if they're doing that, I do have a spell I might cast. Well, also, two things. Let's go cast a couple spells.
Mm-hmm. Before you do, what are some of these spells you want to cast?
Blood Money before and True Sight.
True Sight? Okay, okay.
Or True Seeing, whatever it's called.
Okay, okay.
And then, I believe...
Meanwhile, York is just looking back at the penguins.
It's a swift action to do Blood Money.
It is a...
Okay, so you cast True Sight?
Yep. It is a standard for True Seeing. If that matters. I need to take 1 point of con for that.
Okay. This is a very important question, though. As you catch True Sight, where are you laying your gaze on?
I'm looking forward. Actually...
Looking forward?
I'm looking up. I think...
Up? Okay.
I think it's above us. Okay. I think this is one of those spiders that use the hunting web.
Okay, okay.
Do I know enough about nature to look up? I'm not trained in this.
I'd say yes.
I would think that would be a general
reaction. I see it, the webs aren't on the ground. They're on the wall. They're not on the ground. So mm-hmm. they might be on the ceiling, too. Mm-hmm. I can see the walls here, so I want to look up.
Okay. Okay, understandable. Got you.
Meanwhile, York's looking at the penguins.
So, as they're chirping, getting louder and louder, you set this up. Blood money. Bam. Turn that blood into
diamonds.
Spell material, whatever.
Turn it into an eye ointment. I cut myself open and then presumably use my blood as eye drops.
As you do, your eyes ignite with magic. As you start to see the trueness of the world, because it's true sight. Mm-hmm. You take a quick glance and you look up. As you do, you already see that something is approaching y'all. It's actually just about to land. And you see a giant, giant spider.
Was it up?
It was up.
I fucking knew it!
Before you can even call it, it already lands. The thing is, everyone does it. No one else notices it.
Oh shit, so it is invisible.
Mm-hmm. As that, York, you look behind you. You see the penguins. Mm-hmm. They're going crazy. They're going crazy. Hey, over here, over here. They're trying to call out to you. But then they all stop. And you see... You see the penguins start to morph. And you see a spider leg just erupt out of one of these creatures' body. And as it does, you see that penguin vanish. And you see another leg emerge from another penguin, and that spider, or that penguin, vanishes. And then you see this last little penguin, a face appears, with multiple eyes on its head. As you see this illusion of penguins vanish, and you see another giant spider.
Man, I should have cast True Seeing way earlier.
I swear, when you walked up, I thought that's what you were going to do. I was going to be sad that you won't see our penguins. Thank you, Viv, for not doing that. Okay, this is what appears.
I can just interact with illusions to dismiss them.
But no, I do have to say, as York is drawing his sword, he's just like, I knew you should have let me fucking stab them.
I don't think that we have time to draw swords here.
Yeah, this happens like almost as a response.
I think York should be able to draw a sword just like I was able to cast a spell.
Yeah, I guess you do have... You can draw your sword, but you won't be able to activate any effect on the sword.
Yeah, and I think we are all still flat-footed.
Well, you definitely are for the one... Oh, wait, okay. So, damn it, okay. Only you can see this, Viv. So I don't know if I only show you, or if I just show the party. Because I worked really hard on this one. I worked really hard on it, and I wanted to show y'all... But only you can technically see it, and so I want to show you.
Man, I'm glad y'all convinced me that true seeing was worth... I think you specifically convinced me that true seeing was worth keeping over break enchantment. Oh, that's rad.
There's a very... Sadly, for the characters, it's not a creature you've seen before. For the players, this is actually a creature that we've encountered before. Ooh. Never in combat, though, but we've encountered
it. No!
Okay.
God. Oh, not that one.
I'm actually going to show... Okay, Viv, I'm actually going to show
you a picture. Does it have hand feet?
Of what I have posted. And I hope you really love it. I worked really hard on it. Here it goes. Okay. And I'll leave that as a cliffhanger because John will be back and I can show the whole party on there. But, okay. Viv, you also see a spider? Now, this is not in the book or anything like that. I wanted to do this because I thought it was funny. And because it's like, it's the same spider. This is what you see, Viv. I hope you like it. Okay. So there is another spider that just appeared, but it's currently invisible to the party. Well, this one, it actually jumps out of its location and it starts running an attack. I guess we'll roll for initiative on the next one, but this is what we're going to encounter.